Blog Talk Radio.
Let's get to the heart of the matter with holistic physician, Dr. Darren Weissman.
Infinite love and gratitude in this moment is my attitude. Giving thanks for all I'm coming through. Freeing my faith and fortitude. Infinite love and gratitude move me with great magnitude. Yeah, present peace is what I choose. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude, everybody. It is a great day to be alive. I'm Dr. D. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's Heart of the Matter show here on Blog Talk Radio. This is radio with an intention for making you shine. And we got a great topic. And the topic is called stress. It's exactly what you think. And everyone can relate to stress. It affects our brains. It affects our bodies. It affects the way we think and we speak. It impacts how you behave and how others behave when they're around you. And when we're in it and it starts to build up, too much of it can have truly fatal impacts on our lives. And, you know, the psychological impact of stress, it's not just putting our head in this vice, just cranking it away, but the research is astounding, and it's documenting just how it is associated with the degeneration and the breakdown, the tearing down of every body system. Every body system, including our brains. You know, but get this. You know, the experience of stress itself in the past, things that you've experienced in your past, magnifies your reactivity to stress in the present, and therefore it influences your future. So what you experience as a child it really is at the core of your lens of perception and how you filter and how you live your life right now. And, you know, what can you do? What can we do as a humanity, as a world, just to relax? And I invite you, just join me right now. Just take a deep breath. And smile for extra credit. And let's get to the heart of the matter of stress. You know, I'm so honored right now to connect with you for the next hour. And this is an interactive show, and I would love to answer your questions. I'd love to hear, you know, what kind of practices, what kind of healthy habits do you have in motion so that when the stress goes on, because it does, in your life, you know, what do you do to rise and shine and be bold and strong? So give me a call right now so we can intentionally broadcast and receive the highest vibration of infinite love and gratitude. That's what this show is all about. The number that you dial to be a part of today's show is area code 516-531-9623. 516-531-9623. And I'm going to take your calls after I set the stage for the heart of the matter of stress. I want to talk about things, and then I'm going to lead you callers through the Lifeline technique. So you can experience on one level how easy it is, and even, this is crazy, how fun it is for you to shift any stress pattern that you've got going on. I don't care what you've got going on, bring it on with me today. Let's rock it out. So we've already got a lot of callers that are calling in right now, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk about what the heart of the matter of stress is, and then I'm going to take your calls. But before getting into that, I want to share a quick story of a client who recently went through a divorce, and she also physically is just suffering with chronic debilitating low back pain and asthma. And her doctors, based upon MRI and other studies, were recommending that she have surgery for a ruptured disc. And she was on a slew of medications, just popping them like crazy for asthma, preventative medication, so, you know, that she could prevent it from happening. But when it would happen and she was having, you know, constant asthma attacks, she would then take, you know, more aggressive asthma medication. After the third Lifeline session, and just so you can get a basic understanding of that, that's 3 weeks into working with me, the pain that she had experienced for the past 10 months in her low back was gone, and as well as she was not needing any of the emergency asthma medications, which she was being dependent upon, as well as going to the hospital as a result. The pain that she was having and the heaviness of grief and the anger from the relationship that was just finalized in divorce was that she was holding in her heart, gone, and she felt this amazing lightness and renewed hope for her future. And what's so cool about it is this is just one experience. Thousands of people who are not only finding relief using the Lifeline technique, but they're finding a new sense of hope and confidence for the future and humanity. So I'm so humbled, and I'm so excited. I'm just grateful beyond to be able to share my life's work. And I'm going to be doing a keynote presentation in Fargo, North Dakota on my birthday weekend, April 25th and 6th. The 24th is my birthday. It's an exciting month. And I'm also going to be in St. Cloud, Minnesota at an expo. The St. Cloud Expo is May 16th and 17th, and I'll be doing a keynote there as well. And then here in Chicago, there's the 20th anniversary of Celebrate Your Life. Awesome program, June 12th and 15th. Amazing opportunities to see incredible speakers, to experience the Lifeline with me. And, you know, what a cool thing for you to really learn tools that empower you for a lifetime. You know, so invest in yourself. Invest in understanding ways that empower you to have a relationship with your heart and understand your mind and know how to shift these mind patterns. Because when you don't, life is a struggle and you'll find yourself stuck again and again. And then stress becomes just that, you know, that horrible merry-go-round of planet Earth. And it's not what this beautiful planet's all about. Last but not least, I want to tell you about on July 10th and 11th, we're doing a one-day course called Lifeline Ignite here in Chicago. All of this can be found on my website, drdarrenweissman.com. It's D-R and then D-A-R-R-E-N, my last name, Weissman.com, drdarrenweissman.com, or else you can call my office. And I'll give you that number quick, 847-714-1531, 847-714-1531, to find out about the different programs, the Lifeline certification, or to book a session for yourself. So I want to jump on in now to the heart of the matter of stress. And it is, it's exactly what you think. But what are you thinking? And where in the heck are your thoughts coming from? And why are so many people thinking in the same way where stress is so common? You know, we're living in a technologically advanced world where, you know, the business day isn't what it used to be. You know, it's expanded beyond that 9-to-5 work week. And, you know, here's our leisure time, and it shrunk. Here's bathing-suited businessmen and women walking beaches on Sundays with cell phones stuck to their ears, and they're planning their next morning meeting. And here's laptop computers, and, oh, I'm on vacation. Laptops with me. Family icons of today are working couples picking up their children on their way home to dinners that are prepared by caterers or the fast food chefs of the world. You know, people in a time of grief, grieving time has shrunk. Divorce rates are at their highest in history, and the concept of job security has gone the way to the turntables for record albums, meaning that people are stressed to the hilt. And when it comes to job security in our world today, you know, in on one level, it's like, you know, just pick up the pieces, snap out of it. You know, if you just think more positively and change your attitude, you know, but there's this irony. And it's the irony that, you know, life is just going by like a flash of light. And stress has become this endemic pattern, and we wear it like a badge of courage. I'm so busy. Hey, you got a busy day? You know, it's like the business that now exist for stress reduction, workshops, relaxation tapes, light and sound headsets. I've got them. I've been to them all. Booming business for stress. You know, there's so many ways to connect with each other. We all, you know, how many blog talk radios are there? There's so many people you can be listening to. Thank you for listening to me right now. I'm so grateful. You know, but I'll tell you something. I'm not about fixing your stress. I'm not about healing anyone. As much as I feel so grateful that I was able to help that woman and thousands and thousands and thousands of people in doing what I do, my job in the Lifeline is to raise your consciousness. And then stress is no longer stress. You know, because even though we have all these ways of connecting in our culture is impoverished when it comes to being intimate and having real heart connections, living from the heart. It's the heart of the matter. The heart, what matters. And we so want to figure things out. Certain things aren't to figure out. Certain things are just life lessons. And infinite love and gratitude. And just the opposite is true. When it comes to our relationships, when it comes to having a body that's in pain, when stress is just in our life, it's so important that we learn tools. So because the effects of stress are so much more profound. As I was doing research for the show, the impact of stress is more profound than we could ever even imagine. It penetrates the core of our being. And stress is not something that just it grips us with time or effort and then lets us go. When stress is going on and we're in this, rather than adapting, but we're in this maladaptive stress reaction and it's become chronic, we change. We change. We gray. We wrinkle. We get bitter. You know, it alters our bodies. It alters our brain and our relationship. On an individual and global level, our earth is experiencing, humanity is experiencing stress. And the biggest challenge of stress is that, you know, the way we view it and viewing it as the problem, to me, is the portal. The problem is seeing it as the problem. And I'd like to compare stress reactions the same way you might view an allergy. You know, and that is, you know, we become sensitized, acutely sensitive to stress. And once this happens, even just the slightest trigger, even the slightest trigger of stress can activate a cascade of chemical reactions that go on in our brain and our body. You know, inflammation and acidity and all kinds of degenerative processes are set. That a stress reaction is triggered. And my Tai Chi instructor taught me this phrase, and to know one thing is to know a thousand different things. You know, once you know one thing, you'll find it everywhere because we're a part of a universe that is a system, multiple little systems that become a big system. And so once you find stress in one area of your life, you're going to be able to find it in every other area of your life. And so, you know, when you're in this stress reaction, when you're sensitized, what I call the spirit protection reflex, we start to react just like an allergic reaction. You know, stress is ultimately the psychological and biological equivalent of ragweed. You know, once your body becomes sensitized or reactive to ragweed pollen, it only takes a little bit, just the slightest bloom in spring or fall, to set off these biochemical alarms that result in your nose is running and your eyes are itchy and they're watering and, you know, you're just miserable, you know, that hay fever experience. The same holds true in the slightest triggers leading to reactive behaviors, the slightest triggers that lead to limiting beliefs or self-defeating types of thought patterns. You know, well, you know, some of us have, you know, my dad was an allergic mess. My brother was an allergic mess. And, you know, both my dad, my brother, and I, we had asthma and allergies growing up. You know, while some of us are genetically programmed to be plagued with hay fever or pollen allergies, all of us, each and every one of us on the planet, have the capacity and the potential to become sensitized or reactive to stress. And the heart of the matter is, you know, just talking about hay fever, even if you are genetically programmed to be allergic or have hay fever, the Lifeline technique can be used to help your body naturally heal. But that's going to be another show that we're going to get into. So looking at stress, what's called sensitization, being, you know, sensitive on a stress level, it's pervasive. You know, it's clandestine. It's so mysterious. And the powerful and crazy part of it is that we're most often not even aware of just how reactive we are until we become aware of how reactive we are. I know this sounds strange, and you know, but just think about a kid, a child who's having a temper tantrum. And, you know, when we're in a stress reaction, we're in a stress reaction. It's going on, it's going on. And then we become aware of it. We can do stuff about it. When we're in this sensitive place, and what in the Lifeline, I want to teach you something. It's the sixth step of the Lifeline. It's called the Spirit Protection Reflex. And it's this aspect of this part of ourself that says, you can't handle the truth. You can't handle what you're going through. You are not able to process the emotions of this environment. And so I'm going to wall it off. I'm not going to let you process the experience that you're going through. You know, the spirit protection reflex that leads to stressful experiences in our lives today are activated by really, really, really subtle triggers. And these triggers impact and reflect in our emotions and memories, the past that's buried in our hearts, the same way that a dog buries a bone. You know, the dog doesn't bury a bone to make it suffer. The dog buries a bone so that it can have it later. You know, we have these buried emotions and memories in the spirit protection reflex because at some point we're going to raise the consciousness of this reactive part that couldn't process. That couldn't be present in the emotionally reactive environment. And the way that our bodies and our lives speak to us, the way that our lives communicate is actually through stress. When these emotional memories are activated by subtle environmental cues or triggers, the reactive pattern and memories are set into motion and our reaction to our environment takes on this extreme pattern. And the pattern is, you know, it's in your body, it's biological, it's in your relationships, it's behavioral, and it's reactive. You know, what does that look like? What does reactive behavior look like? Anything that you don't like about yourself and what you do and what other people do, that's reactive behavior. That comes from a spirit protection reflex. That's the dog bearing the bone so that you can claim it at another time in your life. Energy and motion is emotion. And the stress patterns that are in your body, in your life, they reflect the emotions that are buried on some subconscious level. And so when someone has experienced especially repetitive, painful circumstances in life, there's this really compounding effect. And it can show up in wild ways where all of a sudden we're really averse to like a loud noise. Or certain smells drive us crazy, and maybe even certain words or bright colors. And, you know, our senses become sensitive. And, you know, there's this chemical signaling where the systems of our body and the chemicals of our brain, they look like they're running amok. You know, it looks like things are just all shitty. But that's just not the truth. You know, this is the spirit protection reflex. This is a perception, a lens of stress. And, you know, it what's wild is it stays the same. And so here I am at 5 years of age and I'm in an environment and dad's an alcoholic and mom's freaking out to lunch and they fight all the freaking time. And this energy, it just builds up. It becomes compounding. And we, you know, become super sensitive to this. And what I mean by this is that, you know, it's like as if our brain, you know, it's like aware that the burner on a stove is cool, still a signal that causes our body to jerk its hand away as if it was still hot. This is what happens in our life later on. You know, we get sensitized to stress. The spear protection reflex leads the brain to recircuit itself as if that environment were still going on. Again and again and again and again and again and again and again. And now it's diabetes. Now it's cancer. Now it's addiction. Now it's the relationship that I freaking can't stand. Now it's all these things. And, you know, we know that when we're encountering, what we're encountering, you know, is like just an everyday stressful experience. But, you know, when the brain is signaling the body to respond in a perceivably inappropriate way, we all of a sudden are getting worked up over running late for an appointment or something. We get, our brain is treating us, you know, in the most outrageous ways as if our life were on the line because, oh, you know, I'm 2 minutes late, or, you know, I didn't say the right thing, you know. And, you know, it's so important, rather than being black and white here, stress is necessary, you know. It's necessary, and we need it. Everyone has built-in gauges that control reaction. Fantastic. And, you know, it's this biological thermostat that keeps our bodies, you know, from launching an all-out response over spilled milk so that we can gauge things effectively. But when we're in this reactive place, when we're in this spear protection reflex where the memories, the emotions that are buried, that bone that's buried in our subconscious mind, it gets triggered. All of a sudden, what was reserved for a life-threatening event is turned on by life's mundane circumstances. And this is the hothouse of hyper-reactivity. You know, all of a sudden these biochemicals become unleashed by stress and they boil over in these trivial life events, such as missing a train or, you know, being shunted to voicemail. You know, everyone can relate to this. Everyone can relate to this. So, you know, it's like, where are you stuck and where are you stressed? Where do you so desire to make a change? And the subconscious is, you've heard me say before, if you've listened to the Heart of the Matter, the subconscious is a submarine. It's below the surface. And unless you've got something that can guide you to it, you're going to repeat patterns. And it's going to repeat patterns because the pattern of stress is there to wake you up. And the waking up within that limiting belief is the infinite potential of your most magnificent, excellent, greatest self, the part of you that is strong and brave and confident and a genius and beautiful and says, you know what? Life didn't turn out like I thought it would be, but hey, here's the next adventure. I'm going for it with my heart open, full force, and I'm still believing in my dreams. And I know that the universe has got my back and my front and everything in between. And this is the essence of stress. It's what you think. So we think here on the Heart of the Matter, infinite love and gratitude. So what I want to do is I want to take some calls, and I'm going to open up the line right over here. And if you can hear me, welcome to the Heart of the Matter.
Hi.
Hey, how's it going? What's your name?
Good. Oh, my goodness. Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Dr. D, infinite love and gratitude. I'm so happy to talk to you today.
Yeah, well, I'm so happy to talk to you. Welcome to the Heart of the Matter. What's happening, Sarah?
Oh, gosh. I have missed you on Hay House, and I looked on Facebook this morning, and I saw that you're doing this, and I'm very grateful, again, to be talking to you. All the topic stress, and let's see, 2009, maybe 2008 was when my stress level started, and I'd lost a job, and then a year later, I had an injury. And then some health issues after that, and had three surgeries. and, you know, I started to notice, I mean, my stress level was just really high, and financially, you know, my stress during all that time. And So anyway, a few years ago, I started a yoga practice that I do at home, and I did start meditating, which has helped a lot. But I am still, I am that highly sensitive. I realize that I'm like, I don't know, I was calling myself dramatic, like when something happens now, my reaction to it, which was never me before. I've had some issues going on at home, and again, my stress level is up, and I feel like, you know, like it's like I get so far, like I feel like, okay, like I'm getting past this, and then something happens, and, you know, then I'm, you know, I'm uncomfortable again, my neck and shoulders are hurting me, you know, financially, I just end up in the same situation, and, you know, I do very hard at, you know, getting better and moving on, but and I guess I'm just at the point, I don't know what else to do.
Infinite love and gratitude to that, right? Infinite love and gratitude to that. Take a deep breath.
Infinite love and gratitude.
You know, one of the things is, and I understand that you don't know what to do. And here's a curveball, okay? We're about to go into baseball season here. Here's a curveball. You're not going to figure this out. This is not something for you to figure out. And I know that's weird and strange shit here. It's like, what do you mean I'm not supposed to figure this out? Part of the challenge is that you're thinking that you need to get past this. And the key is...
I want to get past it. I want to get away.
It doesn't walk that way. You got to go through. You got to go through this. You got to go through this. And the part of you who wants to get past this isn't you. It's a reactive part of you. That sensitized, hyper-reactive, dramatic Sarah is a part of you being triggered. And in this reactive state, she comes to life, and she takes over for how not only you see yourself in the world around you, which becomes dramatic and stressful in your home, affecting you financially, but she takes over your biology. She starts orchestrating how your body heals. She starts attracting people in circumstances that match the vibration of the circumstances of your life, and it repeats patterns. And the key here, and this is what the heart of the matter is, We're going to ask, you know, I just want to actually ask you a question. As you connect to where you are in your life and you're stuck, if you were to rate this stuck feeling, you don't know what else to do, what do you rate it? 10 means, I'm so stuck, send me to the space station off this planet. I'm never coming back to planet Earth. 0 is nothing. What do you rate the stuck feeling that you're in? Since 2008-09, what do you rate that stuck feeling, Sarah?
Probably pretty close to 10. I've had it with it. I don't need more.
And here's the thing. As you connect to this stuck feeling, if you were given the opportunity where you could create your life a day or a moment, would you ever choose to create it feeling this way?
No. Hell no.
Hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no, but it's happening, and it's been going on. And this is where people get so freaking confused, because we judge our books by their cover, and we think, okay, I'm stuck, I'm dramatic, I'm highly sensitive, I do yoga, I meditate, come on, throw the freaking bowl already. This is a reactive part of you. This part is not rational. Like you and I are having a rational conversation, this part is not rational. This is reactive. And the beauty of it is this part holds the power of healing. It holds the cards of you shining and flowing in your life. And the key is you want to learn, just like you've learned yoga and meditating, you want to learn to create a relationship with this part, a practice that becomes daily. And that's what I call lifeline. I'm going to guide you right now. And then at the end of our conversation, after we've done what we do, then I'm going to give you some recommendations on how you can really create sustainable change. Okay, my friend?
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, it's such a pleasure. I'm so grateful to be talking to you right now. Take your hand. Do you know the I love you hand posture?
I do, yeah.
Mm-hmm, where your palm is open. Just bend your middle finger and ring finger down. And everyone who's listening, do the same thing and put your I love you hand posture right over your heart. And know that your heart is your leader. As powerful as your mind is, showing up as you being stuck and feeling sick and these patterns of finances that are going on, the one thing that trumps this reactive mind is an active, conscious, passionate heart. And I invite you to connect to your heart, because inside your heart, Sarah, is your very best self. Your most powerful, spiritually aligned Sarah is in your heart right now. And as you're connecting to the best self within your heart right now, what is it that your spirit, your best self, desires to feel right now?
Compassion.
Now, once we know compassion is what our heart desires, now our second rule is to say that we are what our heart desires, because the universe is going to match us. Our subconscious mind, which is totally aligned with the universe, will follow the way that we lead it. So if you desire compassion, go ahead and say it. I am compassion.
I am compassion.
I am compassion.
I am compassion.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
I feel like that's my true self.
Mm-hmm. And I have a question. Are you open right now? Are you ready? Are you willing? Are you committed with me right now to use your imagination and to see yourself in the future where you learned and you grew and you healed and you evolved and you changed, and now you're being your true self? Now you're being the Sarah of I Am Compassion. Are you open to imagining this?
Yes.
How does it feel in your heart to imagine?
I feel joy. I'm starting to smile.
You know, here's the thing. That joy is medicine. That joy is medicine. That joy is already inside of you. It lets you know that the compassion, the true self of Sarah, is already there. And everybody else that's listening, like Kim Harding, who's listening from Sydney, Australia, thank you for wishing me happy birthday. You know, you having symptoms of osteoporosis and having your ribs break, you know, you connecting, Kim, to compassion, feeling joy, just like Sarah is right now, this is medicine for your body. This is medicine. And I invite you to repeat after me, Sarah. And everybody, repeat with me. Go ahead and do it. I invite you to repeat. Regardless of feeling stuck. Go ahead and say
regardless
it, Sarah. Regardless.
Regardless of feeling stuck.
I'm now choosing to feel joy.
I'm now choosing to feel joy.
Yeah, there you go. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Regardless of feeling stuck.
Regardless of feeling stuck.
Highly sensitive and dramatic.
Highly sensitive and dramatic.
I'm now choosing to feel joy.
I'm now choosing to feel joy.
You know, the reason I'm doing this right now is I'm getting your present self on board in an I Am Compassion way. This is called the portal, and we're using statements to activate your subconscious mind in a whole new consciousness and energy of intention versus reaction. And there is, on a subconscious level, meaning no choice here, there's a core limiting belief. And the core limiting belief that's going on is in, I'm using muscle testing here, first, second, third, it's in your third chakra. So Sarah, you get triggered and you go into a place of low self-esteem. You go into a place of that you're not worthy, that you're not deserving, and that you're not enough. And it's not who you are. I'm not saying this to pick a wound, because it's not the truth. The truth of who you are is you're so freaking beautiful and amazing. And you are compassion, and feeling joy is your true self. But when you get triggered, this low self-esteem pattern takes over and you go into this reactive monkey mind of such beating the hell out of yourself way. Everybody does it. I just want you to be aware of it, because once you become aware of it, you can start to understand it and shift it. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, this is affecting you in your wood element, and your wood element has to do with your liver, has to do with your gallbladder, has to do with the essence of the trees, and the trees are saying, Sarah, you're one of us. Take a breath. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Now, there's an emotion that's being activated here. Let's find out what it is. 11, 12, it's overwhelmed. So you get triggered, and that's all you know is overwhelmed. That's how you see yourself. That's how you see the world, is through a lens of overwhelmed. You're attracting people that match the vibration of overwhelmed. And when this gets triggered, you know what you feel?
Yeah.
You love and gratitude. And this overwhelmed has a chemistry. It actually affects your brain. Your brain is producing hormones and chemistry of overwhelmed. And this affects every aspect of your body and your ability to heal. It affects your behavior. And then other people react around you. When the overwhelmed Sarah takes over for driving your bus, notice how that affects you in your life, right?
Right.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Here's the switch. This is the catch-22. That's not you. That's a reactive you. Got to take responsibility, my love. But the real you. The real you is I'm compassion, feeling, joy. So we go, and I'm using muscle testing in the lifeline, concept of enriched occurrence in this life, conception at 10, conception of 5, 6, 7 years of age. So there's a 7-year-old little girl, and she's in an environment that is emotionally reactive. It's an overwhelmed environment at 7. And at 7, Sarah, your ability to say, yeah, but you know, all you overwhelmed people, I'm compassion, feeling, joy. This is my true self. My power comes from within. I'm growing like the trees. You didn't have that ability at 7. And you didn't have an environment that could teach you self-esteem and how to grow. They didn't know how to do it themselves.
Right.
And it's the 7-year-old that says, just get me past this shit. Just get me past this shit.
That's
a 7-year-old. You know? And for the first time... For the first time since you were 7, embrace her in an I am compassion way. Embrace her rather than wanting to push a 7-year-old behind you.
Right, right.
Let her feel joy. Let yourself feel joy right now. And as you are, let me know by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Great job. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, as you connect to your as you connect to your family at 7 years of age, what emotion does this bring up for you right now?
Well, two things. I felt my heart tighten when you asked the question, and I was thinking, I don't remember a lot about my childhood. So that's what came to mind. You asked me what emotion. I guess sadness.
In love and gratitude.
Yeah.
In love and gratitude. And so check this out.
Yeah.
The most important thing that you could do is process that sadness. It's that sadness that lives as that bone that the dog buries.
Yeah.
That you buried that because you couldn't process the sadness then. And you can process it now.
Okay.
And trust yourself here, because I'm going to lead you through a process.
Okay.
And just trust yourself, because what might come up might not look good or feel good or sound good. That's okay. Embrace it with compassion, your true self, feeling joy, okay?
Okay.
And see the thoughts of sadness that stem from the 7-year young environment, your childhood. See images and memories that are just naturally coming up right now, because they will. See the sadness, Sarah. And as you are, just go infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Allow yourself to feel sadness, because that's how you heal. Let yourself feel the sadness, Sarah, stems from your childhood. And even though you don't remember a lot, let yourself just feel the feeling of tightness in your chest. And as you're feeling it, what was that? I'm sorry, sweetie.
I'm sorry. I was saying, yes, it's there right now. I can feel that. And now it's like in my throat.
Yeah. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And I invite you to give that feeling, that tightness in your throat and your chest, that sadness, give it a voice. Let it speak to you. Invite it in and let it speak. And hear what it's saying to you right now. And as you're hearing it, let me know you are. But say it out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did it just say to you?
I just said, I'm so sad.
I'm so sad. I'm so sad. I'm so sad. I'm so sad. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
You want to know something?
What?
That tape of I'm so sad rung in your mind thousands and thousands of times a day.
Ugh.
And just acknowledge it. Well, acknowledge it. That's not yours. It's a 7-year-old. And for the first time, I am compassion, feeling joy, be your true self. When you hear that voice say, I'm so sad, what emotion do you feel?
Well, I was feeling sad with it, but right now, when I'm hearing that, I'm not.
What emotion are you
feeling? I'm not feeling anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm feeling objective, I guess.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
See that objective, Sarah. See her. See her. Let her stand up and see that objective thoughts and images and vision in your mind. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Trust it. Let yourself feel objective. You don't have to explain it. You just got to feel it. It's there. Infinite love and gratitude, right?
Infinite love and gratitude, yeah.
And give that objective part of you a voice right now. Hear what she's saying to you, Sarah. And as you're hearing her, let me know you are by saying out loud, infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
What did you hear?
I heard peace and calm.
Yeah, peace and calm. Peace and calm. Peace and calm. Peace and calm. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
We're digging up the bone, my love. When you hear peace and calm, what emotion do you feel, Sarah?
Peace and calm.
And see the peace and calm, Sarah.
Yeah, see the tightness is all gone now.
I feel open.
Yeah,
and as you're seeing it, feel how you just opened up right there. Infinite love and gratitude from the inside out. Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
And give that peace and calm, Sarah, a voice. Hear what she's saying. And as you
I'm
are,
happy.
Let me know, but I'm happy. I'm happy. And I invite you to repeat after me. For the first time, the 7-year-old gets to say this. I am feeling joy.
I am feeling joy.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
I am feeling joy.
I am feeling joy.
I am joy.
I am joy.
I am compassion.
I am compassion.
Happiness is my nature.
Happiness is my nature.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Infinite love and gratitude.
Take a deep breath. And welcome back. Welcome.
Oh my God.
Hey, sweetheart,
I want you
to do something. Take a moment right now to be an observer. And what I mean by being an observer, just notice how it feels to be in your body right now, even comparatively to when we began about 15 minutes ago. Notice how it feels to be in your breath. How do you describe how it feels to be present right now?
Like completely comfortable.
Mm-hmm. You know, and as you tune into that, your life that's been going on since 2008, 2009, where you lost a job, you had an injury, had all these health issues, 3 surgeries, financially stressed, I just want to get past this. I've been so stuck and highly sensitive and dramatic. Notice how it feels to tune into this now comparatively to when we first began. Does that feel the same?
No, it feels like it's the past.
Welcome to the life of I Am Compassion. Feeling joy. Now, here's the thing. You just birthed the new you. And this, now check this out. We're energy before we're born, and we're energy after we die. And so the lifeline helps us to energetically step into a new consciousness. You just stepped into a new consciousness of I Am Compassion, Feeling Joy. I encourage you to write that down, I Am Compassion, Feeling Joy, and put that on sticky notes all over your house. And then what I encourage you to do is just write out on a piece of paper after we're done, who is the I Am Compassion, Feeling Joy, Sarah? Who is she? And then what I'd encourage you to do is to write out a day in the life of the I Am Compassion, Feeling Joy, Sarah, where you have habits and practices and action plans and how you do it. And if you want to take this further, feel free to call me at my office and do one-on-one sessions. But the ultimate thing, and here's my recommendation, is where do you live, sweetheart?
I'm in New Hampshire.
You're in New Hampshire? I'm doing a one-day training here in Chicago. It's 2 hours on July 10th and called The Power of Your Emotions. And then on July 11th, it's a full-day workshop from 10 to 6 called Lifeline Ignite. And it's going to teach you such incredible tools to shift in your life. If you go to my website, drdarrenweissman.com, check it out. And if those dates work, you're going to be really happy that you did it.
Okay. I think it was last year you taught, you were teaching the technique in North Carolina.
Right on.
I had missed that, but I would love to be able to learn
This is a great beginning approach. You know, those of you that are in Australia or in California, I'm going to be teaching later in the year the full training, but this is a beginning one day that you'll be able to apply, and it's an awesome process. But, Sarah, I so appreciated you calling in today and being a part of your journey of compassion, and you keep shining bright.
So, so much. Infinite love and gratitude. Oh, thank you, Dr. Weissman.
My pleasure. Infinite love and gratitude. You take care. Have a great day.
Okay. All right. You too. Bye-bye.
So we've got another caller here, and those of you that have called on in, I don't know, I can't see your name, but it's a 714-847-714 number. Welcome to the Heart of the Matter. I think there's a little lag time here. Welcome to the Heart of the Matter. If you called on in, we dropped that one. Infinite love and gratitude. So what was so beautiful about that experience with Sarah is, you know, what is going on in our life, whether it be, you know, here's Sarah, she lost a job 2008, and then she had injuries and all of these other health issues, and then three surgeries, and then, you know, all of a sudden it started to go into financial. All of these things that started in 2008, it wasn't because of the job. It wasn't because of anything that was wrong with her. This was a seven-year young part that only knew low self-esteem and only knew overwhelmed and did not know how to grow and learn and change like the trees. And when this part was ready to create a change, it shows up in our body. It shows up in our life. So often we're in circumstances where we, you know, find ourselves fighting with our partner and can't see eye to eye. And it's like, we've gone to marriage therapy and it's like I'm in this pattern and I can't see the day of light. And the key is what you think is your stressor is really your growth factor. It's your opportunity to learn and heal and evolve and change. But the change for real healing to occur doesn't happen by you figuring out what you need to do. Healing is not rational at all. Healing is actually very irrational and reactive. the subconscious mind, which is the reactive mind, this mind that stores memories and emotions, but also orchestrates the body. When we're viewing from that point of view, that's all we see. That's not just a theory, that's a reality. And so all of a sudden, you think the 7-year-old is going to be able to navigate Sarah's life? You think the 7-year-old is going to be able to heal and make decisions in an effective way for this awesome, powerful woman? No, the 7-year-old will not be the leader in an effective way. And so when we change the way we view things, the things that we're viewing begin to change. When we use intention, such as Sarah's heart's intention is, I am compassion. That's what her desire is. That's her truth. When she imagined herself being the I am compassion Sarah, that imagination in that one moment, it expanded her beyond her view of stuck, and it opened up joy. Now, once that joy was there, just for a split second, we know something very powerful and poignant, and that is that the compassion already exists within us. It's so interesting. Just by using the imagination, Sarah opened that up. And now, once we have our intention, I am compassion, feeling joy, now we create what's called a portal. Now, the portal is like Star Trek. It's a portal that allows you to time travel. And it enables us, using muscle testing, never to have to guess, but to use specific ways to trigger and activate that sensitized, sensitive mind-body relationship that's been reacting from a 7-year-old position. We now want to activate it in an I am compassion, feeling joy way. Our only focus for Sarah and for you is intention. When Sarah's fully in her power, living her fullest potential of compassion and joy, how do you think her body functions? How do you think her heart beats? How do you think she breathes? How do you think she speaks to herself, let alone to other people, and the kind of relationships and intimacy that she creates? Is she comfortable in her skin when she is compassion, feeling joy? Does she see herself as beautiful? You better believe it. She does in a massive way. But because the brain and the body, as complex and incredible and intricate as they are, because they don't know the difference between memories and reality, then this reactive aspect of ourself takes on a life force, an emotional way of communicating. Every other system in the planet right now, EFT, other different types of healing modalities, they're amazing. But they're about making the emotion go away. They're about making the stress go away. I just want to get past it. And at some point, I wake up and I go, no, this is not about getting past anything. This is about me being present. And no matter what somebody does, no matter what they say, no matter what they believe about me, when I'm in the present moment rather than the 7-year-old part of me, then I have a ability to emotionally flow with compassion. And that compassionate mind thinks in such unique, incredible ways and feels in such empowering, inspiring ways. That compassion part of me can speak towards another person, let alone, if I do get triggered, the compassion part of me can go, no, this is not about me. This is somebody that's all caught up in their own crap, and I need to just hold a space for them, give love and gratitude to that. It's such a fascinating thing. It's so interesting, because when we're in it, we're in it. And that temper tantrum for that child becomes a temper tantrum for you and I, and it repeats itself. So here's Kim Harding, and her body has been expressing itself. She wrote on the chat board here at the Blog Talk station. She wrote that her body's been speaking with osteoporosis. But why don't we look at that? Because when you, that the core of osteoporosis or diabetes or cancer or heart disease, on a physical level, talk to any medical doctor, it all begins with stress. It all begins with stress. Stress affects our energy and how that energy flows in our acupuncture meridians. I know you're still here, Kim. I love you, sweetheart. I'm speaking directly to you. She just wrote, I'm still here. Stress influences us that when that energy doesn't flow, our body becomes acidic, and that's a protective mechanism. And in that acidity, we become inflamed. And in that inflammation of our body, the body says, whoa, I got to put out the flame. I got to put out the flame. And in putting out the flame, adhesions and scar tissue forms. And this is the cycle of a degenerative disease. And as it goes on, that degenerative disease process literally becomes a diagnosis where I can take an x-ray and I can see that the cortex of a bone is thinned. I can see that the immune system has shut off and I'm not recognizing cancer cells. I can see that my pancreas is not producing insulin effectively, and now my blood sugar levels are going skyrocket, and now I have become dependent upon insulin. I become what is labeled a diabetic. The core of this is stress. But as we were talking about at the beginning, stress is perception, because what one person stresses about, another person says, bring it on. And so our perceptual markers are based upon our beliefs. We perceive what we believe. That's not just a good rhyme. That's a truth. And our beliefs are taught. It's not just, hey, like I'm teaching my kids about money and how to save money and how to understand the value of it and different things like that, and charity and investments and things like that. It's not those kind of teachings. It's teaching based upon being in an environment. The old saying of do what I say, not what I do, doesn't work. Being in an environment, that environment leaves its fingerprint on our soul. And that imprint of 7 years old for Sarah left an overwhelm pattern that is causing you to have an experience of osteoporosis. Go on into those thought patterns that are repeating themselves with intention, such as I am compassion, healing, joy. And create that portal, bridge that gap, boom, now the real change starts. It's not about getting past anything. It's not about healing anything. It's not about fixing anything. Each and every one of you, each and every one of us on the planet is beautiful and shining and wonderful. So, hey, I look forward to seeing you at the next Lifeline event, whether it be in California at the end of the year or the 6-day Lifeline training, whether it be in Adelaide, Australia. Come and get certified in this process. Be a lighthouse. The program is so empowering and inspiring. If you live in Fargo, you got friends in Fargo and St. Cloud at the Mishka event of Celebrate Your Life, come and check it out. You're going to love the programs I'm doing. They're very special and they're very unique. So I'm very excited to see you at one of these events. You know, in the words of Hans Selye, it's not stress that kills us. It's our reaction to it. Until next week, you keep shining bright. Infinite love and gratitude. Take it away, Jim Morrison.
You know the day destroys the night. Night divides the day. Chased our pleasures here, dug our treasures there.